There is no such thing as work-life balance. Everything worth fighting for unbalances your life. That's a quote from Elaine DeBotton. Welcome to the Recharge Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Mitchell Schwent. The mission of this podcast is to provide you the tools, tactics, strategies, and resources to recharge your life. The episodes are geared to make an impact on your life in 15 minutes or less, along with more in-depth special episodes interviewing experts across numerous disciplines. This show will guide you through getting the most from your body and mind to generate the maximum performance you want in your life.
Let's jump into today's episode.
Welcome to another episode of the Recharge Podcast. In a previous episode, I talked about the five health myths that are killing you, literally destroying your health and putting you at risk for significant problems like heart attack, stroke, and death. What I want to talk about is a little bit of a spin-off from one of those areas that I discussed. I'm not going to rehash it all, but I want to just give you a few points. One of those is cholesterol. And just because a person's cholesterol is within a normal range doesn't mean that they are, number one, healthy, and number two, without risk. Unfortunately, recent data shows that really a minority of adults in the U.S. actually have cholesterol levels where they are supposed to be, about 46%, so less than half. The risk is that with abnormal cholesterol, the risk of heart attack, stroke, inflammation, and a variety of other health issues rises. And just because a number is normal doesn't mean it's necessarily healthy. I had a coaching client yesterday tell me that he just had his cholesterol tested. He's on a statin. And even though it's just slightly high at 220, his doctor was really happy that his good cholesterol, his HDL, was nearly 100, which is an astronomically high number. And even though the number is high, and we think that beyond 50 can confer some protection, it doesn't mean it was necessarily a healthy. You can have good cholesterol that's dysfunctional as well. And that's a more complicated discussion, but there are tests that your doctor can order to figure that out. What I wanted to talk about today is to give you some education and some information. I'm not telling you to take all these substances. I just want to open your mind to understand that there are some non-prescription drug ways and natural ways to actually improve your body's fat lipid metabolism. And I have a lot of patients, a lot of friends who have been on statins, and while they are certainly beneficial in certain instances and conditions, they're not without side effects and risk. And so I'm just going to kind of run through this list fairly quickly. I hope you jot down some notes and just use it as fuel, as food. When you talk to your regular doctor, or if you have a nutritionist you work with, ask about these specific ingredients, these nutraceuticals, if you will, these dietary products, and how they might play into your situation. And so let's jump into these here. So the first is niacin. It's actually a vitamin, and you probably know that it can cause some flushing. There are some forms of it that you can find that are really inexpensive that don't cause that. But these actually help decrease some of the bad cholesterol, or the LDL as you likely know it. The second is berberine, and this kind of helps with the way your body works with the receptors and triglycerides. Also, triglycerides, as they rise, are increased risk factors for heart disease and diabetes. The next is the waxy substance of plant cell walls. They're called plant sterols or stanols. You might find them as phytosterols. They are available in obviously the natural form by eating plants, but also in supplements. And it's been well established that these products, these phytosterols, can actually reduce the total LDL, the total bad cholesterol number. The next is fiber. There's different types of fiber. There's the insoluble fiber, and then there's the soluble fiber. So what soluble fiber does is it actually helps remove the cholesterol by binding it and excreting it in your intestine. So basically, you're crapping it out in the toilet. And you can find soluble fiber, obviously, in foods, specifically like psyllium, oats, and barley. And these also help absorb water into the intestine that help with stool bulk. The next is flavonoids, and these are also plant-based type derivatives, and they are shown to actually make your good cholesterol, the HDL, potentially work better. Red yeast rice happens to be one of my favorites, and it can actually reduce the bad cholesterol, the LDL, by maybe 20 up to 30%, and also can help bring triglyceride levels down as well. Flaxseed, obviously rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which ties together with the next one, omega-3 fatty acids themselves, which include EPA and DHA. I'm not going to get into the specific differences between those two, but they can those two products can actually help bring triglycerides down and also improve some of the LDL particles that are inflammatory. And so the overall goal is to decrease the cardiovascular risk. So I hope you found this helpful. I know I kind of ran through it fast. My goal wasn't to give you a specific recipe because this is an educational piece and your situation is likely different, particularly if you have other medications on board or other health issues or health concerns. So I just encourage you to talk to your practitioner about which, if any, of these might be beneficial in your situation. If you're somebody who struggles with cholesterol or is on a statin and maybe having some problems with it. So I hope you found this knowledge helpful. And as always, if this podcast in any way, shape, or form has been interesting or potentially beneficial to you, I hope that you subscribe on the Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share a review. It helps the show get found. As always, the show notes and transcription will be available on the blog at mitchellmd.com. Have a fantastic week. Be well. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. If you found value in this episode and the show, please share a review on iTunes as it really helps the show get discovered. Please share your biggest takeaway, and as always, I want to help you answer the burning questions in your mind, so reach out to me at mitchellmd.com or on social media, wherever you hang out. Make today incredible, and I'll see you on the next episode of the Recharge Podcast.